This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. Sustainable aviation fuel leaders are pressing the Biden administration to modernize its carbon measuring model for the biofuel, key to winning tax credits to attract needed investment. Up next, we will hear from Jeff Cooper, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association.
When it comes to protecting your investment in fuel and diesel-powered equipment, Diesel X Gold from FS clearly beats other diesel fuels. New detergents disperse contaminants to prevent sludge that plugs filters and causes unexpected downtime. And now, better moisture handling chemistry helps ensure your fuel stays dry, reducing microbial growth and fuel line freeze-ups. So when you're deciding what fuel to use, choose Diesel X Gold, absolutely the best fuel to power and protect your diesel equipment. Contact your local FS Energy specialist today or visit GoFurtherWithFS.com.
70 industry leaders, including major airlines, wrote Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen that the default model to measure sustainable aviation fuel carbon emissions won't fly because it fails to account for climate-smart feedstock and biorefining practices, allowing for tax credits. Renewable Fuels Association CEO Jeff Cooper.
You absolutely can make a carbon-neutral fuel, whether it's for aviation uses or for motor vehicles.
The biofuels and aviation industries want the administration to apply the Energy Department's so-called GREET model, not the old model, to measure full life cycle emissions of sustainable aviation fuel, and that would make it eligible for credits. Nebraska Congressman Adrian Smith on the old model.
I'm told that because this model is somewhere between 10 and 15 years out of date, U.S.-grown corn and soy do not qualify. If U.S.-grown corn and soy don't meet this model's standards, the sustainable aviation fuel produced from them would be ineligible.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told ethanol leaders last month they need to fight for sustainable aviation fuel credit eligibility.
The issue is this industry taking full and complete advantage of us, a 36 billion gallon industry that has never existed, that now will. But you got to fight for it.
Vilsack acknowledged that requires qualifying for credits and said tax guidance for that should be ready by year's end. The SAF leaders say the Inflation Reduction Act explicitly allows for the use of, quote, any similar methodology to the existing one to determine SAF credit eligibility. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.